Negotiations surrounding the North American Free Trade Agreement, or NAFTA, will soon enter an eighth round. Industries in Idaho are keeping a close eye on the talks. Matt Gillum has more.
Trade negotiations between Mexico, Canada, and the U.S. might seem far removed from Idaho, but they're top of mind to leaders in the state's agriculture sector.
Oh, no, it affects farmers in Idaho in a lot of different ways.
Yeah, I think our producers do think about that.
That's Mark Duffin, the head of the Idaho Sugar Beet Growers Association, and Cameron Mulroney, a vice president with the Idaho Cattle Association. Mulroney says he's unfazed by President Trump's repeated tough talk about NAFTA.
So far, in the negotiations we've seen, our president and his team seem to understand that we need that ability to trade, you know, transport agriculture products back and forth, and then also making sure that our industry here stateside is protected.
The U.S. is looking to have NAFTA discussions wrapped up by May 1st. In an op-ed for Idaho Politics Weekly, Idaho House Minority Leader Matt Erbelding points out just how good NAFTA has been for the state since taking effect in 1994.
Idaho agricultural exports have increased by 800%. Nearly half of our farm and food exports go to Mexico and Canada. And when you're talking about ag, a lot of people forget that that's 20% of Idaho's economy.
The eighth round of NAFTA talks are scheduled for early April in Washington, D.C. Matt Gillum, Boise State Public Radio News.